From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown says goodbye to his countrymen, resigning after 3 years as leader of the United Kingdom. Brown announcing his decision en route to present his resignation to Queen Elizabeth.
I wish the next Prime Minister well as he makes the important choices for the future. Only those who have held the office of Prime Minister can understand the full weight of its responsibilities and its great capacity for good.
The new British Prime Minister is Conservative Party leader David Cameron, who says he wants to rebuild trust in the political system.
Yes, that's about reforming Parliament. And yes, it's about making sure people are in control and that the politicians are always their servants and never their masters.
Cameron says he plans to form a governing coalition with the Liberal Democrat Party that came in third in the country's recent elections. Executives with BP Oil and two other firms involved in the Gulf Coast oil spill are blaming each other for the drilling rig explosion and the failure of safety devices to cut off the leak. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the blame shifting left lawmakers on Capitol Hill frustrated and angry.
The finger-pointing came as the three executives sat shoulder-to-shoulder before the Senate Energy Committee. BP America's chairman said the catastrophic blowout occurred because of the failure of a safety device, which he said was the responsibility of Transocean, the operator of the drilling rig. Transocean's CEO said the device may have failed because of improper actions of a subcontractor, Halliburton. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, an offshore drilling supporter, said the buck passing was counterproductive.
Because this incident is affecting, will it have impact on the development of our energy policy for this country.
BP's executive promised repeatedly that his company would pay all legitimate claims resulting from the spill. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Several senators are calling on the State Department to add another group to a terrorist blacklist. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports they're pushing to have the Pakistani Taliban included.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the secretary received a letter from five senators, including the two from New York, requesting that the Pakistani Taliban be added to the list of foreign terrorist organizations. Crowley says the U.S. is considering it.
It is a group that we have been focused on for some time, but I think in light of the Times Square attempt is something we're looking at very closely.
The Pakistani Taliban is believed to have helped train and finance the Pakistani American who was allegedly behind the bombing attempt in Times Square. The letter from the senators described the group as a, quote, murderous organization dedicated to killing civilians and harming U.S. interests. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Stock prices were mixed today on Wall Street after yesterday's big gains. The Dow closed down 13 points. The Nasdaq was up 5. This is NPR News. A choir serenading Pope Benedict as he arrived in Portugal today for a 4-day visit. Speaking to reporters on the flight to Lisbon, the Pope made his most direct condemnation yet of the sexual abuse scandal that's gripping the Roman Catholic Church. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the Pope says the blame for the scandal lies with what he called sins within the Church.
The Pope said the greatest persecution of the Church does not come from enemies on the outside, but is born from the sins within the Church. He added the Church needs profoundly to relearn penitence, accept purification, learn forgiveness, but also justice. When revelations of hundreds of cases of clerical sex abuse began to emerge in Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, and Italy, Vatican officials went on the offensive, dismissing the charges as petty gossip and part of a campaign by the media and anti-clerical groups. Some prelates went so far as to blame Jews. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
First Lady Michelle Obama says it's time to get serious about reducing childhood obesity in the United States. She's unveiling a 70-point plan formulated by a task force for addressing that problem, including a call for marketing healthier foods to kids.
For the first time, this is the key, we're setting really clear goals and benchmarks and measurable outcomes that will help tackle this challenge one step, one family, and one child at a time.
Mrs. Obama has taken on the childhood obesity issue as her signature issue. The plan presented stops short of recommending any new regulatory action or a federal tax on sugary soft drinks. The plan notes many states already tax highly sweetened foods and beverages. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.